Hello.
Hi, can I speak with Paul?
Hi, are you speaking of?
Yeah, it's Elliot calling from MMA Legal. I'm calling in regards to Scottish redress claims for the abuse shown in care. How are you doing today? Are you okay?
Hi, I am good, mate. Aye.
Yeah.
I wasn't too sure how to go about it. I just so happened that I seen that online and I just thought I'd get it done. So I wasn't sure if it was the right company or so speaking to you.
No, don't worry. I mean, it is a fairly straightforward process, to be fair. All you need to do is just confirm a few details for yourself. Just take a very, very brief statement and then we can look at getting a claim like put in for you. Just to confirm, I've got your name as Paul Heppy, but is it Paul Hepburn, is it?
Yeah, it's Paul Hepburn.
Yeah, perfect. And I've got your email as phepburn44@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you just confirm your door number and postcode?
Number 19, Cresswell Wind. DG, yep. Sorry, you want my postcode? DG12LT.
Okay, perfect. Just one moment. And can you just confirm your date of birth as well?
12/01/1988.
12/01/88, yeah. Brilliant. So what age was it that you went into care, do you know, roughly?
Sorry?
Do you know what age it was when you got placed into a care?
I was in and out of care. I want to say 12. But, because I was in and out of, like, respite.
Yeah.
But then I did get put into a residential home. Like a live-in. And that I can remember, I want to say like the end of 2001, beginning of 2002, I went into a home.
Yeah, no, of course, no worries. Do you know the reason why you was put into there to begin with?
I wasn't doing too great at school, but I didn't really get on with my stepdad when I was at home.
Yeah.
And that was a big kind of part to play in it as well.
Yeah, no, of course, no worries. But then, like I say, then you ended up going like in and out of respite, did you say?
Yeah, that's when it started, in and out of respite, and then I can't even remember how it happened, but just one day I just got taken away in a car and I was in a residential home and I was in there until I was like 16 when I came out of there, and then I went into a food care project.
No worries. And do you know what residential home you went to, sorry?
Yes, it was Moorhouse Residential School, Bathgate. It's in Bathgate.
Just one moment then. It is Moorhouse Residential Home in Bathgate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how long was you there for then? A few years?
I was there for about three years, but then I went into a food care project in Livingston for another couple of years. So I didn't actually come back to Dumfries until I was 18.
Yeah. So what ages was you at the Moorhouse Residential Home then, from around 13, 14
years? I was in there for about 13, 14 years old.
Till about 16?
Till 16, definitely 16. I turned 16 whilst I was in there.
Yeah. And then you moved on to where in Livingston, sorry?
Livingston. It was a through care project. It was like a house to... It was basically where you lived there with another two young persons, and there was a staff member though, and they just kind of like helped you with budgeting and stuff like that, getting you ready for your own house.
And do you know before you went to Moorhouse, would you know any of the places where you was then, like in around there, or would you not be sure?
I can tell you a couple of the names of the carers that I was in. I can tell you three different bits. So it started, I went to a woman called Jean Howitts. She lives in Dumfries. She's a foster carer. I went there for respite. I can't tell you exactly how long.
No worries.
I was also in a place called Gifford House that's like another, that's like similar to a residential. It's like a, it had like staff members on, but like, yeah. There was only like three kids that lived in it. And
is that in Dumfries?
Castle Douglas. Castle Douglas, just outside Dumfries, maybe about 17, 18 miles outside Dumfries.
Yeah.
That was respite again. So I was there for a, I was there for a good, I did, like maybe a few weeks, couple of months or something. I can't even remember exact time again.
No worries. That's fine. Just to confirm, so I know you went in at 12. Do you know what your parents' names was obviously before you went in?
My mum and dad's.
Yeah.
My mum Judith Kerr. And my stepdad.
Judith Kerr.
Judith Kerr, aye. And my stepdad's Norman Hepburn.
Norman. Yeah, no worries. In Kerr's K-E-R-R.
Yeah.
Yeah, and did you have any
That's our maiden name, so it is. I have got two sisters and a brother. One of my sisters passed away, so I've got a sister and a brother.
Did they go into care as well at the time, or?
No, just me.
No worries. Perfect, no worries. So, obviously, I do just need to take a brief statement as well, kind of, you know, about, like, what you did experience at the time. Would it have been, like, at any of these houses before Morehouse, or was it mainly, like, Morehouse that you would have experienced it, or?
There was another place in Dumfries.
Yeah.
Right. I was in Gretna. See the very last foster placement that I was in before my home was in Gretna. It was at a woman called Mary Colbert's house. Right. And then, but I used to go to this place called Lady Acre. It's in Dumfries. It's been knocked down now. And it was a homeschooling place, kind of like small classes kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, when I had a fallout with my foster carer in Gretna, so there was nowhere to take me. So basically, I went to Lady Acre, and Lady Acre was the first place I properly got restrained in there.
Yeah, and what area is that then, sorry?
That's in Dumfries, Lady Acres in Dumfries. Is it
Lady Acres School, is it, or?
I don't even know how to explain it. No. It was like, do you know what it was? It was like, there was only three kids that lived in there as well. And then there was staff members on, and then they had teachers that came in during the week and that, so you would go to like, small classes, like, it was like that, but I only used to go there for visiting, but I ended up having to sleep on the couch. I actually ended up having to sleep on the couch in there because there was nowhere for me to go. So I slept on the couch in there, and then I can remember just I got restrained.
How long did you sleep on the couch for, roughly?
I was in there, I slept on the couch for about 2 or 3 days. That was before I got put into the residential home.
Yeah.
So it was just a lounge area, and I slept on a couch for about 2 or 3 days.
And then I didn't
even know that they were taking me home. They just put me in a car and then I was away.
Yeah. And the staff would restrain you there, would they?
The staff would restrain you there.
Like put your arm up your back and things like that.
I've had it worse than that.
Yeah.
I had it worse than that, obviously, in the home, but there's levels to restraining. And I can always remember level 1 to 5, and I can never remember seeing any level between 1 and 4. The only level of restraint I've ever experienced and seen as level 5.
So it was always like the worst restraint that they could possibly do, like slamming you on the floor and sticking like the back of your knee in your back.
The very first time I ever got restrained in a home.
Yeah.
Right. And I can remember there was a set of stairs going down to my unit, right?
Yeah.
and I've lost my balance when I've been coming down the stairs, right?
Yeah.
And I've put my hands out to stop myself from falling. So, like, my hands were going to hit the side of the building. And there was a staff member there called Darrell. I can still remember what he looks like. I just can't remember his second name, but I know his name was Darrell, right? And all I can remember him saying was, "Don't you raise your hands to me, boy." And he just grabbed me and flung me to the deck. So, like, I was half in the unit and half out the unit. And then next minute, there's just staff members on my arms, my legs. My head's been shoved into the carpet on the inside of the door. I've ended up with carpet burns in my face. I've ended up with bruises on my arms, and bruises on my legs. There's knees in my side. I got restrained one night.
Is this still at Lady Acre, is it?
No, this was on the residential home.
You know, was that at the residential home?
Yeah.
And that's Morehouse residential home. Just one moment, sorry. Need to make sure that I'm putting it. So obviously, just to confirm, we've just Lady Acre first of all, then.
Aye.
They made you sleep on a couch for the first 3 days that you was there.
It was two or three days I was sleeping on the couch, but I don't know what I thought. I had no clue that I was going to a residential home at this point.
Yeah.
I just thought that I was going to be there until they found me like, you know, like a new foster placement or something like that.
Yeah.
And then I can't even remember. I heard a fall with them, and then I ended up being restrained by the staff members there.
Yeah. No, of course. So obviously, like you say, you did get restrained there. You can't remember, he wasn't there that long then. And then at Morehouse Residential, I did make all the notes then for that time. Obviously, it happened quite regularly as well then, did it?
Aye. I got restrained on my bed one time in the home. Like, actually, I actually got restrained on top of my bed by a bunch of staff members. And I can't even remember what it was for, but I can still remember, you know, the start, because they used to be good at trying to wind you up as well, eh?
Yeah.
Like, do you know, like, to get a right,
But it's by the sounds of things, it's not like they're just restraining you. They're kind of beating you up as they're doing it, aren't they?
They're
looking for an excuse to kind of get you to snap, and then they can just beat you up, really.
Well, see the level five restraint, right? Yeah. Level five means a staff member on each arm, a staff member on each leg, and a staff member on your head to protect you. See that protection? There's no protection there whatsoever. I've had my face slammed into the ground. I don't know how many times, but I've had my face slammed into the ground. The very first week I was in that home, I had carpet burns in my face because they slammed my face into the ground.
Yeah.
Knees in the side, like, you know what I mean? You're walking with black and blue, and they just fill in incident reports, and then they all just say the same thing. They all just back each other up, staff members used to wind you up. There's a guy called Sandy Denham. I can still remember his name. Sandy Denham, he used to be very good at winding folk up. And then they'd get a rise at you and that, and then before you know it, then they're all restraining you and that, and then...
Yeah. Of course. Sorry to hear that, by the way, as well. Like you say, it's awful, isn't it? It's literally just, like you said, just finding it, especially kids who are obviously probably do have... temperament issues and things as well. It's like, how can we get a rise out of them and then everybody can jump on them and stuff like that. It's horrible.
That's what I mean. It's a children's home for a reason. Nobody was there for a reason. Do you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. Like, there was obviously some, like, no all staff members were animals, but a lot of the staff members that I had to deal with in my home, because back in 2002 was they were bad, like.
Yeah, no, of course, that is understandable. And I know, obviously, I've made quite a lot of notes about that what you just mentioned. Is there anything else that like you can think of that stands out that you'd want to mention, or?
Just, do you know what? Honestly, just, I can't remember, among the times that they just wanted to be hands on me. Like, do you know what, actually, see some mornings, you didn't get your breakfast before you went to school.
Yeah.
If you hadn't, if you didn't get a shower, you had to have a shower in the morning before you got your breakfast. You had to have a shower at night before you got your supper. Things like that, right? And there's been many a times where I've not went to school without breakfast, or I've went to my bed without supper, just because they've decided. Because bear in mind, you're in a unit with about another 15-20 lads sharing two bathrooms and two shower rooms. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So some nights by the time you've got your shower, then say it's quarter to nine and you've got to be in your bed by nine, you'll only get anything to eat before you get out of your bed. Like they used to be dicks like that, or that used to happen quite a lot. Same with breakfast in the morning for school and that, before you went to school and that,
Has he ever tried to drag you to the showers and things like that if you wouldn't get in them, and stand there whilst you was having a shower to make sure you was having one or anything like that?
Nah, but if you're in the shower and that, you used to come to the shower room doors and that, and bang on the shower door and that, or on the, kind of, if you were in the bath, you kind of start to take a wee bit longer if you're having a bath, you know what I mean? Banging on the bathroom door and that, telling you to hurry up and stuff like that.
You have to hurry up and get out.
Aye, hurry up and get out the shower, hurry up and get out of the bath and that. Fuck's sake, I've just got in.
No worries. So I do no, that's fine. So I like that. I have took a note of all of that for you. Just to confirm, you didn't experience any kind of sexual abuse or anything like that during your time while she was there?
No. It was physical abuse and mental abuse.
No, of course. Of course, no, that's understandable, not a problem. Well, I have made, quite extensive notes on that anyway, so just want to make sure you're aware that when we look at these cases, we're not just, clutching at straws and, hoping that you're going to get some money back or something like that. Providing that you have experienced some form of abuse during your time, which you have, and we've already made a note of that, then the case will be successful. We're not claiming directly from the care homes. Many of them have shut down. This compensation, it will come directly from the Scottish Government, if they're the ones who are liable, and they was funding the neglect to begin with. So just to make you aware as well, they have already started paying out for these cases. The average claim at the moment is somewhere anywhere between £42,000 and £68,000. Obviously, though, that isn't, we're not saying that's what, you will be due, it could be more, it could be less, it does just depend.
Of course.
In order for us to basically contact the local authorities, get the relevant documents and things like that, we do just need a proof of address and a proof of ID from yourself.
Fine.
Do you use a WhatsApp?
I've got WhatsApp, but my phone number's different on it.
Okay, what's the phone number for your WhatsApp?
I'm not sure. I didn't even hope to find it. Did you say?
Yeah, if you go on WhatsApp and just search me or you into your thing, your number should pop up.
Right, what's all you want?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. I here's my WhatsApp number. That's cool.
Yeah.
07510.
Yeah.
128.
Yeah.
965.
Perfect, thank you. So I'm just going to send you a message on there now. Now, what we need is a proof of ID, so if you've got a passport or a provisional driver's licence, something like that.
I've got an NHS letter as well with my proof of address.
Yeah, that's perfect. Is that dated within the last 3 months, that letter?
Yeah.
Perfect, yeah. If you could send both of them now, and whilst you're sending them, I'm just going to send the form that we need you to sign as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Where does that go to? Does that need to...
I can send that to you. I'll send that to you text messages in a moment. But just whilst I'm sending that over, if you could just send, you know...
Have you sent me a message on WhatsApp? No.
Yeah, I have got it. You should have received it. No, yeah.
Right.
We can just have a quick look.
I have got it.
Yeah.
Passport. Oh. We don't know. Can you get a picture of that? Cause... I'll send you that. You can let me know if that's all right.
Yeah, that's perfect. I think just let me confirm just one moment. So over the passport, I think we might need the back page as well. I think just one moment. Yeah, could you just, all I need to do there is possible, if you can just take the picture again and just make sure all four corners are on the picture.
All four corners of it.
So just a little bit further out on the picture, just so the full passport's on it is all.
Right.
And the same with the letter as well, we just need all the four corners of the
image. Did I get all the four corners on the letter, no?
No, it's literally just cut off, just off the corner. So just need them both just a little bit further out, if possible.
Is that right? That's all right for the passport, is it?
One moment. Yeah, that's perfect, thank you.
All right.
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you. And it's not a problem if not. But do you remember the address that you would have lived at before you went into care?
Aye, I can.
Yep.
68 Osborne Crescent.
Osborne, yeah. And Dumfries, perfect. Aye. I can find that there. That's not a problem. Just sending out this form for you now as well. Sorry, one moment.
What do I do with that?
So I can talk you through it. It should take literally 20, 30 seconds or so to
just
sign.
You just send me on WhatsApp?
Yeah, well, I'll send it. Would you prefer me to send it? Because I'll send it through text. Would you prefer me to send it to this number or the number that we've got the WhatsApp with?
Can you not just send it on the WhatsApp and I'll do it on the WhatsApp, no?
I can't. It'll be sent through email and through text as well.
All right, I will. That's fine. It's just I've not topped my phone up.
No, don't worry. Oh, so do you have it? Do you have internet on there then?
I put Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that's fine. Then you should still be able to receive the text. I think anyway.
Right.
I don't need you to text back or anything. It's just to click the link and then just go online.
Aye, that's fine. Send it to this number. You're phoning off in.
Yeah, perfect.
That other number is my old number. I've just never changed my WhatsApp.
No, not a problem. So just one moment. Sorry, I'm just going to just pop you on hold for a moment.
Yeah, yeah. Hi, you all right?
Yeah, sorry, just for a moment. Yeah, so you should just... Literally just send it over for you now. You should just receive a text any second now. I do just need to make you aware as well, before we look into that there is three ways that you can proceed with a redress Scottish application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. We don't participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you choose us, it will be under a private agreement.
I'll just choose you. I'll just stick with you.
Yeah, that's fine. So basically, with ourselves anyway, how it does work, it's a no-win, no-fee basis.
Yeah.
In a successful case, it's just 16% plus VAT, which just means 20% of any money that we do get back for you.
Aye, that's fine.
Yeah, perfect, no worries. So you should have just received that text from me now.
Yeah, I've got that text message here. I'll just open the link now.
Yeah, and then just click to proceed.
Yeah, proceed to document.
Yeah, proceed to document. Should say, agree and continue or something like that.
Yeah, and then it's got... Yeah, and then I'm on to the next page here. It's just...
Yeah. Should just see where it says signature.
Well, there's it right at the bottom, is it?
Yeah. There's a few pages down. It should have, like, name and signature and something like that.
Yeah, jeez. Is it just the one bit?
Yeah, you should. If you tap that, you should just ask. There should be three that pop up, and you can just enter one of them.
Right, hold on a sec. I'm just going to go back to the top. Yeah. Right, so at the top here.
Yeah, just let me know what you can see, because there might be something else that you might need to press.
Right, I've got down to. I'm just at the start. It says previous address relevant. Right, where am I? It's right. I'm at the start. I'm at the top, and it says Paul Hepburn, 19 Cresswell Wines.
Yeah. Does it say anything in the top corner or anything?
I can send.
Send
the green box.
Yeah, if you tap that and then tap one of the signature boxes.
Right, done that.
Yeah, and they should just fill it in for you.
I think that's it. Finish.
Yeah, and then click finish, yeah.
You have signed this document.
Yeah, so you can download that a copy for yourself now if you would like to, just so, like I said, you've got it on your records and whatnot as well, if you would like a copy of it. To be fair, just double check that there isn't anything else that I need. Can you just confirm your local GP surgery for me as well? Sorry?
Yeah, it's Greyfriars Medical Centre, and it's Castle Street, Dumfries. 33 Castle Street, I think it is.
Perfect, yeah, I think that's the one, yeah, thank you. Just need to make sure there's anything else that I've missed there. And have you been known by any other names at all, growing up or anything like that?
When I was younger, I was known as Paul Kerr, but I changed my name by default when I was about maybe 13, 12, 13, you know, somewhere, I can't remember what age I was.
That's fine, yeah, no worries. So, and then obviously change it to Hepburn around then, not a problem. So, yeah, I mean, other than that, like I said, I will get all of this processed out. The claim itself will take roughly around 12 months for you to expect to pay out. Just to confirm, you don't suffer with any type of terminal illness or anything like that?
No.
No. Perfect. No. So they will take around 12 months in total for these claims to be paid out. It will be going ahead. If they do need to get in touch, they will. You probably won't hear nothing for a month, you know, for a month or two now anyway.
Right. Who would that be? Are you from?
It'll be MMA Legal who'll get in touch when they do need to. Yeah, that's ourselves, yeah.
Right, that's very nice, right, so that's good.
I just don't think it'll be me directly. It'll probably be one of the solicitors later down the line that get in touch with you as all.
Right, that's fine, mate.
No, no worries as well, obviously. Thank you for your time today, you know, for taking time out to go for it as well. I know, obviously, it can be quite difficult, so thank you for obviously taking the time as well. If you do have any questions or anything, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And we can, obviously, or even give me a message on WhatsApp, and I will run for everything with you from there, okay?
Yeah, that's fine, mate. Thank you very much for your help.
Brilliant. No worries, then. You have a lovely day. Thank you.
Right, cheers, mate. Thank you. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.